Spotlight. Good evening, listeners. Welcome to Spotlight. I am Anubha Rohatgi, and the topic for today's program is Prarambh 2026, Nationwide Awareness Campaign on New Income Tax Act. Economic analyst Shubhmoy Bhattacharji joins me now to discuss this topic in detail. Shubhmoy, welcome to Akashwani's Spotlight program.
Happy to be here.
Shubhmoy, the Prarambh 2026 campaign was launched today in the presence of Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman. So let's first listen to what she said during the program.
Income Tax Act 2025 obviously replaces the 1961 Act in making it simpler and fair and clear, with all these instruments which are also being given for people to use it, will certainly set the trend for India to be seen as a very tax-friendly country.
So, Shubhmoy, my very first question to you is that this nationwide awareness campaign, Prarambh 2026, that was launched today, what is the significance of this program? As we heard the finance minister saying that the new Income Tax Act will replace the old one.
The way we look at this campaign, or rather the way we look at the Income Tax Act, has come a long way. And that is the way in which we should position the Prarambh campaign. So, you know, the early Income Tax Act of 1961, 60 years ago, was at a time when the Indian economy was a very rudimentary stage. Today, the Indian economy is the fourth largest economy. The demands of the economy, the sophistication of the economy have drastically changed. Today, we have an income taxpayer tax base of something like 9 crore. Now, with that sort of a situation, there was obviously a need to address these emerging challenges, which is where Prarambh comes in and which the finance minister was speaking about.
So, like you said, this act, that the earlier act was, it was way back in 1961 that it was formulated. So, how is the new act, which was passed by the parliament last year in August 2025, how is it different from the old act? What are the, can you talk about some of the highlights of this new act?
First thing, the act is simpler. And that's the first overriding feeling about it. And that's the first overriding understanding about the Income Tax Act. It's simpler, and we shall have time during this program to explain why it's simpler. But that's very important. A tax law is meant to encourage people to pay taxes, not to fight the state. So the simpler tax law is an attempt to make people pay their taxes easily, effectively, and without any hassle. So, for instance, lots of provisions which were complicated, which were repetitive, and frankly, which were also not necessary, and in some cases were also leading to something like punishment syndromes. Those have been done away with. Those by themselves form a very large patina of changes that has been brought about in the Income Tax Act.
So, like you're saying, the first and foremost rationale behind, you know, this new tax law was to make things simpler. And this is, again, something that even the finance minister we just heard talking about. So, before we move forward in our discussion, let me share some figures with our listeners to give them an idea of this streamlining process, what it means. The new act has removed redundant provisions and outdated terminology compared to 819 sections in the old act. The new act of 2025 will have only 536 sections. In the old act, there were about 47 chapters. The new act has only 23 chapters. That's almost half the chapters. And the word count has been cut from 5.12 lakhs in the old act to 2.6 lakh words in the new act. And also for the first time, the act has introduced 39 new tables and formulas to replace dense legal text aimed at improving clarity for taxpayers. If you just look at the sheer numbers, I mean, that clearly shows how much of a simplification has been done to make life easier for the taxpayers. And which brings me to the next question. How will it make the process of filing income tax, including revised filing or claiming a refund, easier for common citizens like you and me?
Yeah, that's the point. I mean, the tax, Income Tax Act, as I said, is not meant to be an adversarial thing. It's something which is meant to make people pay their taxes easily and more effectively. You talked about formulas. Now, that's an interesting thing, and that's something very, very citizen-friendly measure, because what it does is that encourages citizens to understand from the Act itself what is the way that tax will be calculated. Because obviously any tax that is imposed, there's an element of calculation. So how will it be? Some things earlier which were in rules, in schedules, and often in the situations where the income taxpayers had to come to the income tax offices to be able to understand what was the way in which the tax has been set, has been arrived at. Now those sort of things have all been included in the Tax Act itself, which is actually quite useful. And in that sort of economy, you would have lots of people coming in and going out from the economy. So they would want the tax system to be smooth,
right,
rather than something that they have to learn anew every time. And all of these is basically giving them that, is meant to give them that confidence, you know, the formulas, the simpler definitions, that yes, the tax can be paid and it doesn't require any particular hassle on behalf of the people. In fact, I think the finance minister did say that she would be undertaking, she and her team for all the income tax offices would be undertaking a nationwide campaign to really sort of popularize the provisions of the Income Tax Act so that people can feel this is something which we can live and deal with.
When you talk about Income Tax Act, new act, one question that may, you know, some people may think about is that, you know, are there any changes in the tax rates or something like that in the new act? Can you explain, like, that is why I asked, how is it, you know, making things simpler for common taxpayer?
You know, the first thing that we should remember is that in India now, a large number of people, and thanks to the initiative by the government, have been taken out of the remit of the Income Tax Act.
Right.
Income tax provisions. Last year, the finance minister raised income tax exemptions to 12 lakh rupees, which means a large number of people are not particularly concerned with income tax. So that is itself a great simplification. Yeah. Also, the rates of a tax are, of course, an issue. But rates become a problem when there are also large number of exemptions. Because mm-hmm. then people have to sort of, you know, calculate that if this rate would give me that sort of an exemption, with that rate give me another set of exemptions. And there are also those savings and investment provisions which peppered the old act. Now that those sort of things have been done away with.
Right.
So the rates are simple and the rates are exactly what the people will have to pay. So they don't have to sort of populate their income tax returns. And nowadays you get them in on the net itself. That you simply type in your income, and since there are no exemptions or anything particular, you simply sort of give the money, see what is the tax that is to be paid, and that's it. There are no offsetting provisions and others which people need to do to be able to arrive at the, what they have to pay.
What about changes that have been introduced for businesses, corporates and investors in the new law?
First of all, the very fact that the definitions have been made simple, assessment year, tax year, those are, of course, very, very important changes that have been made. One of the major definitional changes has been done about tax year. There are other issues like making our tax laws coherent with the tax laws of other countries. So, for instance, there are lots of people, expatriates, for instance, who come to India. And these people, they sit down to do their tax calculations. When India is investing and getting in capital from other countries, it's not just capital which arrives, but people also arrive. Now, these are expatriates and they are coming in large numbers. And when they come in, they would want to know what is the tax system in our country. Now, the biggest attraction way of bringing them in is to ensure that the tax laws are simple. Definitely, that is a very major change. And that is why the tax law has been pre-written to give people that feeling that, yes, there is a new tax act and this is something which we can do business with. Very major point about the exemptions is that when the exemptions have been done away with, and these exemptions were costing the finance ministry a lot, something like 6 to 7 lakh crore rupees per year. But also these exemptions were not really doing anything, rather than simply populating the tax act with lots of provisions of which complicating the entire process of tax litigations and processes.
Well, you did talk about, you know, this concept of tax year, which has been introduced in the new legislation, and it has replaced the assessment year and previous year concepts in the old act. So what exactly does this mean, and how will it impact the taxpayer?
The tax year is the new definition. First of all, it's not the calendar year. In India, any assessment or anything happens from the 1st April to the 31st March.
Yeah.
So all definitions have been made synchronous with that. Second, it simply says that the tax year is the year in which somebody has earned an mm-hmm. income. So what is the rate of income tax on that year?
Right.
And that is the tax year. So all the other complicated things about assessment year, previous year, have been removed. The simple one-word definition is tax year. And that makes it easy for people to understand. Whether they like it or not, that's a different thing in terms of the rates. One might get taxed at a higher rate at a particular year, or the rates could come down. But it is a very clear, cogent thing to understand.
The other concept that has been brought in the new Income Tax Bill 2025 is that of virtual digital space and virtual digital assets. What exactly are these concepts and why have they been introduced? And also, how will they impact the taxpayers?
The virtual digital asset is a concept which was not there at all defined in the older Income Tax Act. It was coming along through various court judgments. It was coming along through various interpretations. But it was not there as something which we had. Why was it so? Because, as I said, the Income Tax Act, which was earlier one, was written long time ago, 60 years ago. Today, virtual currency, CBDC, central bank digital currency, and in that business of taxes, if there's digital asset from which people are getting money, from which people are investing in, department has to be clear about first defining what is the way to look at it, and therefore, consequently, the concept of virtual digital asset.
How does the new act improve the voluntary compliance on the part of the taxpayer and reduce litigation? Because that is also one of the rationale behind the new act. How does it do it?
So, as you know, Anubha, tax, that is a sore point, and that is something which has been a concern for the tax department, the finance ministry, and lots of others, that in India, tax cases have really soared, and soared despite the possibility of having authority for advance ruling, which tries to give judgments even before cases are filed, advisory, so to speak. Then there are other means that the government has come up with to try to ensure that tax, both at that biggest company to the smallest taxpayer. What did we understand by the different clauses? So right at the beginning, you had talked about the fact that the number of clauses have been reduced.
Right.
Now that makes it very easy because many overlapping clauses have been done away with. Secondly, the language has been made simpler. So that these two things by themselves lead to a lot of advantage for everybody concerned. The interpretations are clear. We took the example of the tax year, and there are so many others which have been done. Then removing the exemptions have cleaned up the space that there's no need for taxpayers to, you know, wrestle with which is a more advantageous definition of a tax and so on and so forth. The systems are very clear. So all of these together have created the position where we expect that with the rollout of the tax law from 1st April 2026, which is 2 days away, we will have a situation which is where we'll see improvement, which means basically reduction in the number of cases filed.
Shumai, so far we have been speaking about, you know, we've been talking about the new tax law from the point of view of the taxpayer. But, you know, for the tax authorities, how will integrating digital compliance mechanisms impact their work?
As it is, as you know, 99% of the tax that is paid in India is already digital. There's hardly any tax which is paid in India, excepting TCS, which is tax collection and source, which is where somebody actually goes or pays, writes even a check. In fact, India is one of the countries where nobody writes a check for writing a tax. Since in the last couple of years, the department has come up with a very interesting initiative, which is that the tax forms are pre-populated. Somebody is paying a tax, just files in her or his number. There's a pre-populated tax form that comes in, which says how much tax the person has to pay. So if the person is fine with it, then that gets paid. Whereas only when the person has a difference, then they repopulate the page with numbers. Now, these are huge differences. With the new tax laws, we can expect that this process will be basically be at its logical final stage.
Shumai, we've spoken about the differences between the new and the old act, how the new act is simpler. But are there any points of similarities between them?
A large number of the middle class has actually been taken away from the tax net because of the very positive steps that have been taken by the finance minister. Already 12 lakh per annum income has been taken away from the remit of tax, which means 12.75 lakh rupees of income doesn't pay an income tax. So as I said, income tax has now largely become one of selected number of people. And only those people are concerned. They are to be concerned. Then obviously they have to, then it will stand to reason that they should enjoy a simplified system.
Mm-hmm.
The new system is a simplified system. So obviously it should be helping people. The only people who will feel uncomfortable with those who feel that, no, the complications were something that I could play around with.
Right.
Those playing around is not possible anymore in the new act. So therefore, for the general population and for our Akashvani listeners, the point is that the income tax change has already been done substantively by the finance minister by having raised the threshold and cleaning up all the exemptions. So now the act is largely for, of course, for the other business. So it's for business people. That is the income tax act.
Shubhoy Bhattacharjee, thank you so much for joining us on Akashvani's Spotlight program and sharing your views on Prarambh 2026 Nationwide Awareness Campaign on New Income Tax Act.
Thank you very much.
Listeners, you can listen to this program on our mobile app, News on AIR, and also on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official.
Spotlight.